It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good morning and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the final game of the six-game series. The Marauders lead the series 3-2, and they look for a series win in front of a Sunday afternoon home crowd here at Lee Cobb Park here today. Marauders are going to send right-hander Po-Yu Chen to the mound against left-hander Carlos Pena. Both men have enjoyed pretty solid seasons on the mound for their respective teams. We'll get into the nitty-gritty with the numbers and the stats a little bit later. First, we'll step aside and we will enjoy this week's Farm Report as our Sunday tradition continues. A look around the Pirates organization with AAA Indianapolis and AA Altoona. We have little guest appearances from Jack McMullen of AAA Indianapolis Indians and John Moses of the AA Altoona Curve. Those are coming up next, so stay tuned. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen. The Indians are in Toledo taking on the Tigers-affiliated Mudhens this week. The results have been a mixed bag. After taking the series opener, Indy dropped the next two before splitting Friday and Saturday's games. On the hill, Mike Burrows shined on Saturday night, going four shutout innings, allowing just two hits and working around a pair of tough luck walks. The offense has had a bit more to show for its efforts as of late. There were 20 combined hits in the weekend game so far. Travis Swaggerty has had a pair of multi-hit games so far this week, but the real star of the show has been one of the newest members of the Indians' attack.
Swinging a high fly ball, hit out to deep left field. That ball's way back. It is gone! Jack Sawinski has hit an opposite field home run with two outs and two strikes in the ninth inning to tie the game. The game is tied at five. Sawinski's fourth home run as an Indian. The other way.
Jack Sawinski opened the week with a first-inning grand slam on Tuesday. On his 24th birthday on Friday, he logged a multi-hit day. And last night, a two-out, two-strike, game-tying homer in the top of the ninth to cap a three-hit night. The Indians wrap up the series with Toledo at 2 o'clock before heading home for seven games in 6 days with the Reds-affiliated Louisville Bats. With the Indians, I'm Jack McMullen.
With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Coming out of the All-Star break, Altoona has dropped 6 of 8 games to Harrisburg and Bowie, which included a 3-game stretch in Bowie that saw the Curve lost 3 straight games by allowing 10 runs or more in each loss. For the first time since 2015, the Curve dropped those first 3 games of the series in Bowie by a combined score of 36-12. Offensively, the Curve have gotten consistent production at the top of the order from infielder Jared Triolo on this road trip with hits in 6 of 8 games. He's hitting .323 with a .432 on base percentage, and that includes 4 doubles, 1 homer, and 3 runs batted in. On the mound, right-hander Quinn Priester has fired his 2 longest starts of the season with 6 innings, allowing just 1 unearned run last Sunday at Harrisburg, and a season-long 6 1/3 innings pitched with 2 runs allowed on Saturday night at Bowie. Over his last 4 starts, Priester has a .079 earned run average, allowing just 2 earned runs in 22 2/3 innings pitched with 21 strikeouts. Out of the bullpen, Altoona welcomed back one of their top relievers from the injured list last Friday in right-hander Colin Selby, and he's picked up right where he left off, including a brilliant relief outing on Saturday at Bowie. Here's an 0-2 pitch to Welk. Curveball taken at the knees. He struck him out. Colin Selby punches out the side in order in the 8th inning. 4 strikeouts for him across an inning and 2/3 of scoreless relief. The Curve wrap up their series with the Bay Sox this afternoon at 1:05 with right-hander Carmen Majinski on the mound before returning to Altoona for a 6-game set with the Akron Rubber Ducks on Tuesday night. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Big thanks, as always, to Jack McMullen of the AAA Indianapolis Indians broadcast team and John Moses of the AA Altoona Curve for their contributions to this week's Pirates Farm Report. We'll step aside again, and when we come back, starting lineups coming your way between the Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacom Park, where it's time to meet today's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, a record of 12-15 for Lakeland in the second half, 44-49 overall. They currently sit in fourth place in the West Division, 7 games out of first place. The DH, Christian Santana, leads off. He has a 6-game on-base streak going, during which he has put up a .407 on-base percentage. Shortstop Manuel Sequeira, the team's home run leader with 15, bats second. Right fielder Roberto Campos hits third. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Justice Bigby with catcher Donnyuris de la Cruz batting fifth. First baseman Mike Rothenberg bats sixth. Third baseman Frank Veliz hits seventh. Center fielder Austin Schultz bats eighth for Lakeland. And second baseman Alvaro Gonzalez bats ninth for the Tigers, who send left-hander Carlos Pena to the mound. Pena, not to be confused with the former big league first baseman, has a 3-2 record, 3.89 ERA, over 16 appearances, 12 starts, and a 1.18 whip. Looking pretty good, and he has also been good at inducing ground ball outs. He is also holding opponents to a .208 batting average while striking out 83 batters over 69 1/3 innings. For the Marauders, a second-half record of 18-11. They're just 2 games out of first place, sitting in second place in the West Division. The Marauders are 47-47 overall this season. Sung-Che Chang is playing second base. He's the leadoff hitter. Center fielder Jace Bowen bats second, 0-for-4 last night, but still with 8 runs batted in over his last 5 games. First baseman Juan Jerez bats third. Right fielder Sergio Campagna bats cleanup. The DH, Bubba Chandler, bats fifth. Michael Escoto is playing shortstop. He bats sixth. Third baseman Davies Nadal hits seventh. catcher Darwin Baez bats 8th, and left fielder Josiah Dixon bats 9th for the Marauders, who send right-hander Po Yu Chen out to the bump. 20-year-old from Taoyuan City, Taiwan, Chen, a 4.75 ERA on the season across his 16 starts. He has been pretty consistent lately for the Marauders, and the overall whip on the season for Chen at a decent 1.25. Opponents are batting just 230 against him. Opponents, by the way, here in the month of July, where he has made four prior starts, hitting just 186 against the right-hander Po Yu Chen. There are your starting lineups, and the meeting by at-home plate is going underway right now. Jonathan Johnston for the Marauders, Andrew Graham for the Flying Tigers. We will see Sam Carey calling the balls and strikes today with Warren Eubanks out on the bases. Beautiful day for baseball, blue sunny skies all around us, and a little breeze from right to left out toward the northwest here in Bradenton. We'll step aside when we come back. First pitch is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome back to Leecom Park as we get ready for first pitch between the Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And there are the two magic words of the day from our play ball kid this afternoon. Right-hander Po Yu Chen has just finished up his warm-up tosses. 20-year-old from Taoyuan City, Taiwan. Last weekend in Clearwater, went five innings, gave up two runs, took a no decision. In a game the Marauders went on to lose, however, Chen pitched very well. This is his 17th start of the season. He faces Christian Santana. Shortstop by trade, the designated hitter leading off today for Lakeland. Chen looks in for the signal. Brings his hands together away from his chest, and the game's first pitch is in there for a strike. The knees were underway right on time. Noon on the dot. 89 degrees and sunny here in Bradenton. Gentle breeze across the field from right to left. Here's Chen with the 0-1. Santana takes a breaking ball. That's in the zone for a called strike two. Very right-handed heavy lineup today for the Flying Tigers with two switch hitters mixed in. Chan ready. Here he comes with the 0-2 to Santana. Breaking ball pounded into the ground foul over toward the Lakeland dugout. We'll see another one. Santana hitting .215 on the season. Five home runs, including a leadoff homer that opened last night's game. 15 runs batted in. Had a stay on the injured list earlier in the season. 0-2 again. Fastball swung on, lifted to left center. A high liner to his left to side. Dixon puts it away with a running catch. One away. Let's meet the Marauders' defense. In the outfield from left to right, it's Josiah Dixon, Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna. On the infield around the horn, it's Davies Nadal at third base, Michael Escoto at shortstop, Sungche Chang at second base, Juan Jerez at first base, and Darwin Baez, the catcher. Next up, Manuel Sequeira, right-handed hitter. The pitch, cut on him, missed for strike one. Just underway here at Leecom Park. No score, top one, with the bases empty. Chen sets and deals the 0-1 to Sequeira, who takes a swing and a bouncing ball to the hole at short. Backhanded by Escoto. Long throw to first base is in time to get Sequeira by an eyelash. What a throw by Michael Escoto. Planted his feet in the hole, deep at short, and made the throw right on target to first base to get Sequeira. Sequeira held his arms outstretched to his sides, trying to sell the safe call. Didn't quite beat it, though. Two away for Lakeland to be in the afternoon. Here's Roberto Campos. He's hitting .256, 36 runs driven in. And the offering from Chen, slow curveball, that just misses. That last start for Chen, we mentioned, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, walked only 1 while striking out 6. Is 1-0, low and outside, he misses. Those 6 strikeouts finished just 1 shy, matching his career high. Career high of 7, he has done so 5 times at single A, 7 times in his career altogether. The 2-0, Capo swings in, blasts a line drive foul down the right field line. Marauders this afternoon, the home whites. Marauders across the front of the jersey in black lettering outlined in gold. Flying Tigers go with the navy blue tops again. Flying Tigers in white script across the chest with gray pants here on the road. 2 balls and a strike on Roberto Campos. Bases empty, 2 away. Here's the pitch. Campos swings and lifts this one out. Play on the right side. Picture perfect afternoon in Lecom Park. Fluffy white scattered clouds across center field and right field. Plenty of blue skies and sunshine above. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. Chen ready. Here he comes with a 2-2 to Campos. Swinging a breaking ball, bouncing ball hit to third. Davis Nadal moves to his left, grabs it, toss across to first in time. 1-2-3 go the Flying Tigers here in the first inning. Nothing doing for Lakeland here, the visitors half. Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
After a scoreless first inning delivered by Po Yu Chen, Sung Che Cheng leads off offensively for the Marauders here at Lecom Park as Carlos Pena deals, and Cheng swings and lifts a short fly ball, foul, third base side, and out of play it falls. Pretty light Sunday afternoon crowd here at Lecom. Very hot early afternoon. First pitch at 89 degrees. Going to get a little hotter as the day wears on. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Cheng takes high and inside. This left-hander Carlos Pena, 5'11", 160 pounds from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Second go-around with the Flying Tigers this season. The 1-1 pitch, Cheng takes over the outside corner, strike two. He thought it was a little high. Sam Carey calls it a strike, though. Relatively quick worker. Here's Pena's motion and the 1-2 pitch. Cheng takes just high, 2-2. Pena, a strike thrower. 83 strikeouts over 69 in a third innings. He has some put-away stuff. He winds up, and the 2-2. Cheng with a swing and a miss through a fastball for strike three. Let's meet the Flying Tigers defense today. In the outfield from left to right, it's just as Big B, Austin Schultz, Roberto Campos. On the infield, Frank Veliz starts at third base. Manuel Sequeira at shortstop. Alvaro Gonzalez, the second baseman. Mike Rothenberg at first base. And Donnyrice De La Cruz is catching. Next up is Jace Bowen. The pitch taken up and away. Carlos Pena carving out a nice 2022 campaign. 16 appearances, 12 starts, 3.89 ERA, and a 1.18 whip. Bowen goes after the next pitch and flies it to deep left. Big B is going back. He's at the wall looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Jace Bowen goes deep to left field, his team leading 12th home run of the season. This kid is having himself one heck of a week here in Bradenton. 12th home run on the year for Jace Bowen. The Marauders lead it one zip here in the first inning. There's Juan Jerez, who's continuing a torrid pace here at the plate. Here's a first pitch swing and a foul back. Jace Bowen, by the way, with that solo shot. Now 9 runs batted in his last 6 games. Winding the 0-1 to Jerez, takes way outside for ball one. Jerez, 12 runs driven in his last 13 contests. Wide open stance, he gets the 1-1 from Pena. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Jerez, our pregame guest from a few nights ago, talked about how changing his stance at home plate and changing his hand position in that stance has given him a stronger base, stronger foundation to work from as he sees the pitch. The 1-2 coming now from Carlos Pena. There's a swing and a drive to deep right. This is deep. Campos going back. Warning track just shy of the wall. Leaps up and he bobbles the ball, rolls along the wall. Jerez pulls up at second base with a double and the ball gets away, but it is backed up by the third baseman, Veliz. Roberto Campos got almost a little alligator armed up against the wall. Got the ball into his glove, but it banked out. And then the ball rolled along that chain link wall, right where it meets the padding on the bottom portion of the wall. So Campos unable to secure it in his glove, and it's a one-out double for Juan Jerez. Warren Eubanks, the base umpire, doing a good job, very emphatically making the safe signal, signaling that Campos did not make the catch. Back-to-back extra base knocks for the Marauders. Jace Bowen, a solo blast, and Juan Jerez, a double to the opposite field. And here is Sergio Campana, an 11-game on-base streak for him. The pitch. Checks his swing and a pitch upstairs. Did he go? No, he didn't. Marauders in front, 1-0 here in the first on a Sunday afternoon. Bradenton and Lakeland squaring off for the final time this season. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Campana swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. Last start for Carlos Pena was actually out of the bullpen last time out. 8 days ago in Tampa, didn't go too well. Roughed up for 4 runs on 4 hits over 2 1/3 innings. Still managed to strike out 6, though. The 1-1, Campana swings and pops it up behind second base. Second baseman Gonzalez right there for it, and just a couple of steps near the bag makes the catch as Jerez goes back. That brings up Bubba Chandler, who we have not seen bat from the right side in a little bit. Switch hitter, been obviously hitting from the left side quite a bit, facing primarily right-handed pitching. Gets the opportunity against the southpaw here, though. 5-game on-base streak for Chandler, .333 on-base percentage over 11 games with Bradenton. Pena deals. Chandler looks at a strike over the outside half. Jace Bowen, a solo homer. Juan Jerez on second base after a double to right field. That almost left the yard. Pena has the signal from De La Cruz. His 0-1. Chandler looks at strike two on the off speed right over the heart of the plate. .269 average for Chandler over those 11 games as a Marauder. Still looking for the first single A home run. Has driven in 4 runs, including an RBI double in last night's game. He awaits the 0-2. Pena fires, and Chandler swings and misses. Got him on the off-speed. Strike three. Jerez is left stranded on second, but Jace Bowen's solo homer gives the Marauders a 1-0 lead here at Lee Comp Park as we head to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comp Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comp Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders working with a 1-0 lead over Lakeland as we continue on here in Bradenton. Chase Bone with a solo homer in the bottom of the first, putting the Marauders on the board. Now Po Yu Chen faces Justice Bigby to begin the second inning. First pitch, a fastball, arrives low in the zone for a called strike. Glad you can make us a part of your Sunday afternoon or morning, depending on which time zone you're listening from today. Chen comes with the 0-1 pitch. Bigby swings and lifts it. Foul down the right field line, shallow. Juan Jerez gives it a look, but falls out of play. Four rows back into the seats. The Marauders lead this series 3-2, so they have the chance for a series win today. It would be their third series win over the Flying Tigers this season. Chen set on the mound. Here he comes with the 0-2. Bigby takes in the dirt. A breaking ball bounces on by Darwin Baez. Very efficient and quick first inning by Po Yu Chen. Through 11 pitches, 9 of them for strikes. Now he is 1-2. Bigby takes just a tad below the knees. Ball 2. Good frame job by Baez. Didn't get the call, though. That first inning went line out, ground out, ground out for Chen. Time call. Bigby stepping out of the box with 1 foot briefly. And now Chen and Baez taking an extra moment to come to an agreement. Three and two, the count full. Chen deals, breaking ball. Strike three, called at the letters. Chen coaxes a curveball right into the upper portion of the strike zone and gets just as Bigby looking. Nasty stuff there as we get a look at that. Two-strike pitch again. Beautifully spotted, just as Bigby couldn't pull the trigger. Here's Don Eries, De La Cruz. First pitch, swung on, fouled right back over our heads here in the booth, and that'll roll right back down. One out, and nobody on here in the top of the second for the Tigers. Chen offers up the 0-1. De La Cruz takes strike two in the inside corner. A reminder, the challenge system is in place today. The series finale. Neither team has decided to challenge a ball or strike call yet. The 0-2 coming. De La Cruz checks his swing of the pitch in the dirt. Could not hold up. Darwin Baez applies the tag after retrieving the baseball. Strike three. Back-to-back punch outs by Po Yu Chen here in the second. And now it's Mike Rothenberg to the plate. Marauders 1, Flying Tigers nothing. Rothenberg, a switch-hitting catcher batting left-handed, and a brief delay here. Looks like something got onto the field out there in right center. Chase Bowen turning it to a fan up there. Looks like a couple of kids might have been tossing a baseball back and forth. That's happened a couple of times this week. Ball getting loose on the field. Pitch to Rothenberg. Swung on, bounced foul down the first baseline. Switch-hitting catcher from Miami Beach, a 23-year-old. Rothenberg, just last year, was the Tigers' 12th round pick out of Duke. Right fielder Campagna getting that ball out of play now, clearing it off the field. Chen ready on the bump, and here's his 0-1. Rothenberg swings and misses. Couldn't connect on the pitch up in the zone. Really no big splits going on for Rothenberg. Batting average just about even from both sides of the plate this season. 223 from the left side. 235 from the right. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Po Yu Chen strikes out the side in order here in the second inning. 1-0 Marauders lead here at Lee Comp Park. We're headed to the bottom of the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lee Comp Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders lead this game 1-0, going to the bottom of the second inning. Solo homer by Jace Bowen, accounting for the game's only run so far. Left-hander Carlos Pena back to the hill for the Flying Tigers. His wind-up and pitch to Michael Escoto, his first AB of the game. He swings and flies one to right field on the run inward. Carlos Campos, or rather Roberto Campos. A couple of quick steps inward, makes the catch, one gone. That'll bring up Davies Nadal. Had the night off last night. Davies back in it here. Ever since Michael Escoto joined the club, Nadal has seen a slightly decreased playing time. Escoto getting a few more reps as he joined the club a few weeks ago. Nadal looks at a strike here from Pena. But in the meantime, Nadal has been getting further reps at second base and third base after playing primarily shortstop when Nadal first joined the club. The 0-1 from the left-hander. Nadal takes a curveball for strike two. Nadal's really struggled against left-handers this season. Against southpaws, Nadal batting just 135. 0-2, quick pitch by Pena, way outside. Fastball missing the target. Pena, finesse left-hander, likes to vary up the windup from time to time. Sometimes he'll slow the pace down. Sometimes, you saw there, the quick pitch. The 1-2 now. Nadal takes a curveball low and outside. One out with the bases empty for the Marauders. Bottom of the second. They lead Lakeland 1-0. The windup and the southpaws 2-2. Nadal with a swing and a line drive slicing to left center. That's in for a hit. Nadal wants two and really thought about it. Took a huge turnaround first base, but now makes a U-turn. Heads back to first with a one-out single. And Davies Nadal has now hit safely in four of his last five games. Here's Darwin Baez. Big catcher from the Dominican. Right-handed batter with a tall stance. Takes low and inside, just over his shoe tops. Baez is playing in just his third game at single A today. 1-for-6 in his first two games with a run batted in. Now big cloud moving in front of the sun, shading the ballpark. The 1-0, Baez swings and bounces to third. This could be two. Feliz goes to second for one. Pivot by Gonzalez. Sails wildly over first base, and Baez is safe. So the Flying Tigers get only the one on the play as Alvaro Gonzalez airmails the throw over the first baseman, Rothenberg. And there will be no error charged on the play. You can't assume the double play. But Baez reaches first base safely on the overthrow. This defense has been the most error-prone in the Florida State League, though, this season. Flying Tigers, 121 errors on the campaign. Tops among the 10-team FSL. Here's Josiah Dixon. Takes a pitch high and outside. Dixon likes to choke way up on the bat, even without two strikes on him. Likes to slap line drives all over the field. Pena the 1-0. And Dixon takes just a tad inside with a curveball. That curveball, really slow one from Pena. Last one coming in at 70. We've seen it anywhere from 70 to 73 miles per hour from the left-hander today. He sets and now deals 2-0. Dixon looks at a fastball strike. The fastball also is not of the overpowering variety. That one coming in at 87. Haven't seen it any higher than 90 this afternoon. Marauders 1, Lakeland nothing, bottom of the second. Darwin Baez on first, a small lead, 2-1 to Dixon. That fastball over for strike two. 22 games as a Marauder this year. Josiah Dixon, a .238 batter with 7 runs batted in. He's reached base safely in 7 of his last 9 games and always a good guy to have on base with that blazing speed. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Dixon, strike three, and the Marauders get nothing here in the second. We're on to the third. Bradenton 1, Lakeland nothing here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Here at Lecom Park, the Marauders lead the Lakeland Flying Tigers 1-0 thanks to a Jace Bowen solo homer in the first inning. Just a beautiful afternoon for baseball here on a Sunday. Series finale, Bradenton and Lakeland. Marauders looking for a series win with a victory today. Frank Veliz leads off the third for the Tigers. Swings the first pitch, bounces it to short. Michael Escoto grabs it, and the throw to first is in time and a good stretch by Juan Jerez at first. Michael Escoto making a couple of slick plays at short here early in this game. 7-up and 7-down by Po Yu Chen here today. That brings up Austin Schultz. Pitch to the right-handed batter. Schultz showing bunt. He pulls back and takes a fastball strike from Chen. As always, despite the weather conditions, Chen wears those long black sleeves underneath his jersey. Turquoise glove on the mound as he deals, and a swing and a miss for strike two. Actually a royal blue glove. It's been the same glove all season. Almost looked turquoise at first underneath the afternoon sun here. Schultz takes an extra beat out of the batter's box, calling time. Now gets settled. Count 0-2. Chen kicks and fires the next pitch. It's low and outside in the dirt. Baez tries to stop it, but he can't. Goes to 1-2 on Schultz. Schultz is from Lincoln, Nebraska. 10th round pick out of Kentucky last year by the Tigers. 1-2 on its way. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. Four strikeouts by Po Yu Chen. And two away quickly here in the third inning. There's Alvaro Gonzalez. Switch hitter batting ninth in the order. Marauders 1, Tigers nothing. Top 3. Chen deals the first pitch to Gonzalez. Big swing and a miss. High spin rates on each pitch in Chen's arsenal. Throws a fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider. Gonzalez, a 185 hitter in 41 games this year. Here's the 0-1. Swings and bounces it to first. Juan Jerez waits back. Plenty of time. Takes it to the base himself. Three clean innings by Po Yu Chen to begin the afternoon here at Bleakcom Park. Marauders lead this game 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Solid job on the mound by Po Yu Chen, and the Marauders have given him enough run support so far as Jace Bowen's solo homer is the only run in the game so far. Bottom of the third, 1-0 Bradenton as Sungche Chang pops up a first pitch to left field. Justice Bigby hustling over to his right and just inside the chalk line makes the catch on the run. One pitch and Sungche Chang flies out to begin the bottom of the third inning. So here is Jace Bowen. Cleared that left field wall with a high towering drive. Just as Bigby ran out of real estate. And it was Bowen's team leading 12th home run of the year. Carlos Pena wind up in pitch and a fastball there for a strike. Base is empty, one gone. Pena, fast worker. Next pitch is at the knees, called strike two. Bowen thought it was low, and he's going to challenge it. First challenge of the day by either team, and that call stands. 0-2 on Bowen, so the Marauders down to two challenges now. That's Sam Carey, the plate umpire. His umpiring partner, Warren Eubanks, out on the bases, positioned down the first base line to the moment. Pena has the signal. He rocks and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Bowen takes outside. Marauders enter the afternoon just two games out of first place in the West Division behind the Tampa Tarpons. Here's the motion. And the 1-2 delivery. Bowen swings and lifts a high fly ball to center field. Austin Schultz started back, now hustling in, and he makes the catch. Wind shifting directions and start blowing it inward. But a good recovery there by Schultz. Two away for the Marauders. Now it's Juan Jerez, who almost left the ballpark for back-to-back blast for the Marauders back in the first, but it ended up a double off the right field wall. Pena tosses. Jerez takes way outside. Again, talking with Juan Jerez earlier in this homestand. Talked about how his batting stance and change position of his hands in said stance have helped him form a wider base and a stronger foundation. He swings early the next pitch and misses here. 1-1. It's helped him be a little more consistently on time, a little stronger in his swing path through the ball. Wind up, 1-1 pitch. Jerez takes up and away. And those tweaks have certainly paid off. We mentioned to you 12 runs batted in over Jerez's last 13 games played. 2-1 from the lefty. Jerez swings and smokes it up the middle on the ground. It trickles to the shortstop. Sequeira grabs it. Throw to first. Not in time. Jerez beats it out for an infield single. That ball was slow developing up the middle. Sequeira took a while to get to it as he was positioned well toward the hole. Made every effort he could, but Juan Jerez too quick down the line. So he races out an infield single with two outs. And it's a two-hit ball game for Jerez. Now Sergio Campana, he of the 11-game on-base streak, has his second shot at the plate today. Pena deals. Campana, big rip and a miss. High black socks for Campana. Shiny gold shin guard on his left leg. Gold elbow guard on his left elbow. The 0-1 takes low and inside. Good job by De La Cruz corralling it. Campana open and tall in his stance from the right side. Pumping that bat, pointing it almost toward the pitcher a la Julio Franco. Runner breaks for second. Jerez has a swing and a line drive is into left center. Base hit for Campana. Jerez coming into third now. He is being waved home. Throw from left field to second base. Gonzalez throws home. It is late. Juan Jerez scores all the way from first base on the Campana single. It's 2-0 Marauders. How about Juan Jerez breaking from first base with two outs on the pitch and didn't stop. Did not look back. Campana stroking that liner just a foot or so out of the reach of Manuel Sequeira at shortstop. So he has an RBI single. Now a 12-game on base streak for Campana. And here's Bubba Chandler. The pitch. Chandler swings and drives one down the right field line. Headed foul out of play. Passes well over the palm tree fronds up above the fan plaza. Chandler struck out swinging his first time up today. Pena sets, delivers, and he takes. Low and outside does Chandler on a curveball. 1-1. Casey Harms giving some quick last-second instructions to Campana as he gets his lead off first base. Bradenton now in a 2-0 lead over the Flying Tigers. Pena, high leg kick in the 1-1. Misses high and outside, 2-1. Seeing some more of those high and outside misses. Pena with some early release points. Not quite getting some of his pitches down into the zone. Michael Escoto waiting his turn on deck behind Chandler. Long stare down at first by Pena. Here's the pitch. Chandler swings and misses. Strike two out in front of the fastball. A little bit of cloud cover that we had starting to recede now. Sun piercing back through the clouds once more on this warm Sunday afternoon. Campana, substantial lead up first base. The 2-2, there he goes. Campana will steal second base. He got a huge jump as the pitch misses high to Bubba Chandler. Campana had that pitch. Had a really huge jump on that pitch as Pena went into a high leg kick. Had it timed up perfectly. And Campana has his 21st stolen base of the season. That's tops on the team. He's in a scoring position now for Chandler, who has the dark sunglasses on underneath the black batting helmet. A half-practice swings as he awaits the set from Pena. 3-2 from the lefty. Campagna goes for third. Chandler swings and drives it deep to center. Schultz going back. He stops shy of the warning track and makes the catch to end the inning. Chandler gives it a ride but comes up just short. 2-0 Marauders add a run, though, as we head to the fourth inning here at Leecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Po-Yu Chen heads back to work for the fourth inning here at Leecom Park and deals to Christian Santana. Flying Tigers leadoff man takes high for ball one. Spencer Smith back with you on this Sunday afternoon. Marauders getting a solo homer from Jace Mullen in the first and an RBI single from Sergio Campagna in the third inning. 1-0 to Santana. Big swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Chen working through the first three innings scoreless. Has not allowed a base runner yet. 25 of his 29 pitches for strikes. The 1-1. Breaking ball swung on, hammer down the left field line, but it is pulled foul. Just a long strike, two. Would have been close to home run distance. Not quite sure if it would have been there. Either way, Chen ahead in the count. 1-2 on Santana, who led off the ball game with a line out to left field. He has the signal from Baez. Chen ready with a leg kick, and here's his 1-2 low and outside, smothered into the dirt by Baez. Looks like it clanked off his right hand. His throwing hand started to shake that hand out a little. Some scoreboard updates coming your way shortly for the Tigers fans listening in included. Chen's 2-2 pitch. Santana swings and shatters his bat softly. Lined to third and a leaping catch by Davies Nadal, simultaneously avoiding that bat as it went spinning toward Nadal at the hot corner. So the majority of that bat went helicoptering past Nadal as he made that short little leaping catch. Christian Santana left with just a little stump of the handle in his hands as he left the batter's box. Next up is Manuel Sequeira. Here's the pitch. Swings and pops it out of play, first base side. Big league action today. Tigers are visiting the Blue Jays up north. Bottom of the second inning. No score in that game. Time called. Sequeira wants some extra time before the next pitch. Right-hander Garrett Hill on the mound for the Tigers, getting the starting nod for the visitors up in Toronto today. Pirates, meanwhile, continue their home series at PNC Park against the Phillies. 0-1, Sequeira swings and misses over the top of a curveball. Strike two. J.T. Brubaker gets the start for the Buccos, and Aaron Nola on the mound for the Phillies today. Pirates get underway at 1:35 Eastern, just under an hour from now. 0-2 pitch. Sequeira takes in the dirt, and Darwin Baez stumbling to block it. We'll have the minor league scores for you. Again, both the Tigers and the Pirate systems just around the corner. Full slate of action across all levels in both teams' organizations. Chen with the 1-2 pitch. Shakira swings and tips it foul. That took a bite out of Baez behind the plate. Quickly pops to his feet, though. Base is empty, one away. Top of the fourth inning, the Marauders lead Lakeland 2-0. Here's Chen's next pitch. It is taken just off the outside corner away, 2-2. Sharp eye by Sakara. A lot of power from the right side here. 2-2, Chen comes with a breaking ball, softly rolled over to the first baseman, Jerez. He races it to the base himself for out number two here in the fourth inning. Po Yu Chen has faced 11 batters. Nobody has reached base yet for the Flying Tigers. Here's a guy who's certainly determined to change that, Roberto Campos, number three man in the order. Campos 1-for-4 last night with an infield single. Here's the toss. Campos swings and pops it up. First base side, Jerez gives it a quick look, but this will get well out of play. Up at the AAA level today, as has been the case all week, another Pirates-Tigers organization crossover, Indianapolis visiting Toledo. That gets underway at 2:05 Eastern. Next pitch to Campos, cut on a miss at a slider for strike two. Chen quickly nods the signal. He and Baez on the same page today. The 0-2, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Po Yu Chen, 12 up and 12 down here on a Sunday at Lecom Park. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's the Marauders 2, the Flying Tigers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Po Yu Chen has not taken his foot off the gas pedal on the mound today for the Marauders. Now Bradenton Bats go back to work in the bottom of the fourth inning. They lead Lakeland 2-0. And here's Michael Escoto for his second at bat. Left-hander Carlos Pena. Wind up and pitch. Escoto swings and bounces it weakly off the end of the bat to the first baseman Rothenberg. He jogs into the base himself, easily retiring Escoto on one pitch. Hey fans, remember the Marauders return home to Lecom Park just over a week from today. After the road trip to Fort Myers this week, Bradenton coming back to Lecom to host the Palm Beach Cardinals for 6 games. Single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. As Davies Nadal digs in, and the pitch low and outside. A whole lot of fun ahead on that homestand. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Bases empty, one out. Nadal shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike on a fastball from Pena. Nadal with a hard line drive to left center for a single his first time. 1-1. Takes over the outside corner. Just ruled outside, though. Pena a little bit puzzled at the no call. Two balls and one strike. Pena offers up the next pitch, and Adal swings and pops it right up the elevator shaft. Catcher De La Cruz discards his mask and has room to work and makes the two-handed catch right above the spray-painted golden bee on the grass. So for the second straight inning, Carlos Pena retires the first two men at the frame. And that'll bring up Darwin Baez, who bounced into a fielder's choice his first time up. Marauders lead 2-0 as Pena winds up and tosses. Baez takes outside. Right-handed hitting catcher, activated onto the Marauders roster. Earlier this week, as Baez swings and flies one to deep center field, Schultz got a little turned around, but is able to find it up against the afternoon sky, makes the routine catch. Inning over, the Marauders go in order. We're on to the fifth, Bradenton 2, Lakeland nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
OU Chen working on a gem on the mound for the Marauders, who lead Lakeland 2-0 here at Leecom Park on a bright and sunny Sunday afternoon. Chen faces Justice Bigby to begin the fifth inning. The pitch. Bigby swings at a fastball and misses for strike one. Plenty of those today by Chen. Fastball generating lots of swings and misses. Curveball for a lot of looking strikes. Chen takes a breath. Here's his 0-1 to Bigby. Plunks him in the elbow. That pitch got away from him, and so there goes the perfecto bid as Chen was four innings deep into that. Just as Bigby hit in the arm by a pitch, so he takes first base, and yeah, right on that left elbow or tricep. So the first base runner of the afternoon for the Flying Tigers, and that brings up Danielis De La Cruz down on strikes his first time. Chen peeks over his left shoulder, the runner. Deals. De La Cruz swings in, lines one softly to left field for a base hit. There's the first hit of the game for the Flying Tigers. And all of a sudden, after Po Yu Chen was untouchable through his first four innings, Flying Tigers now have the tying run on base. Timeout called. Here's pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo for a mound visit. And right after Chen was cruising, things have upended on him a little bit. Still a 2-0 Marauders lead on the board, but Bazzardo trying to nip things in the bud and not let Chen get too far in front of himself. For those who are just joining us, the Marauders scored first in this game, of course, as they lead 2-0. They got a Jace Bowen solo homer to left field in the first inning. Added a Sergio Campagna RBI single in the third inning. And that's where we still stand. 2-0 Bradenton as Bizzardo retreats to the dugout. And Paul Yuchen equipped with those words of wisdom as he faces Mike Rothenberg. Two on, nobody out for Lakeland. Switch it in, catcher bats from the left side against the right-hander. The pitch. Rothenberg looks at a strike of the knees. Shortstop Escoto playing close to the bag up the middle. Of course, as much as that chalked-off wedge up the middle will allow. That latest infield shift restriction put into play last week. 0-1, breaking ball much too high. Slipped early out of Chen's hand. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Flying Tigers. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Marauders today. Slightly crouching stance by Rothenberg, who gets the 1-1. Swings and fouls it back off of Baez. Sam Carey, the plate umpire, is going to buy Baez a little bit of time. Really has a working relationship that you have to keep well oiled. Talking about catcher and home plate umpire. Catcher's got to do his best to protect the plate umpire. Plate umpire's duty, meanwhile, to help give the catcher a little time to recover if the situation warrants it. Exactly what Carey did right there, right by the book. 1-2, Chen ahead of Rothenberg. A long look back at second base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to left center field. Back into his left is Josiah Dixon. Backpedaling near the warning track, he makes the catch for the first out. Good quick return toward the infield by Dixon on the throw. So deep fly out the other way by Rothenberg. Gives the Flying Tigers their first out of the inning. Sung Jae Cheng having a chummy conversation over there at second base with Justice Bigby, who is hitting the arm by a pitch to lead off the inning. First base runner of the game for the Tigers. Donnieris De La Cruz behind him after he singled softly on a line drive to left. Frank Veliz is the next man up. He grounded to short his first time. Chen delivers. Veliz swings and misses. Went after the fastball high. Bigby on second. Donnieris De La Cruz on first. He represents the tying run for Lakeland. Frank Veliz, a 216 hitter in 16 games with the club. The 0-1, Veliz takes a breaking ball that spits out of Chen's hand too soon, and Veliz almost had a duck under the pitch. Chen leans in on the hill, gets the sign from Baez. Ready. Check second. 1-1 pitch. Fastball bounced up the middle. This could be two. Escoto flips to Chang for one. Chang to first. In time. 6-4-3. Double play. The inning is over. Po Yu Chen is through five scoreless here at Lee Com Park. The Marauders lead 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Com Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game
and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Any thoughts of a perfect game for Po Yu Chen are now finished, but he is now through five scoreless innings. Marauders bats are back at it now. Bottom of the fifth, Josiah Dixon takes a first pitch strike on the outside corner from lefty Carlos Pena. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Lecom Park on this sunny Sunday afternoon. Working quickly, Pena's 0-1. Dixon swings and misses out in front of what appeared to be a changeup, strike two. Dixon switching up the bat this time around, swapping out the solid black bat for a tan bat. And his second go-round to the plate. The 0-2 from Pena. Dixon takes in the dirt. Po Yu Chen, a leadoff hit-by-pitch allowed, followed by a soft single in the fifth inning, but a flyout and double play grounder took care of business. So the Marauders still lead this game 2-0. The 1-2. Dixon swings and fouls it back, staying alive. Marauders making a bid to extend their 2-0 lead here in the fifth inning. They would love to have Dixon's speed on the base paths to open up the frame. He's choked up that typical inch on the bat handle. Pena's 1-2 again. Dixon takes a close one, high and outside, and misses. 9-1-2 in the Bradenton order. Dixon followed by Sungche Chang and Jace Bowen. The 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Dixon down on strikes. Chase the fastball away off the plate. Second time he's been put away on strikes. And that is the last five in a row retired by Carlos Pena. Lefty on a lefty now. Sungche Chang is 0-2. He'll bat for the third time against Pena. Who tosses, and Chang swings through a first pitch. Actually made a foul, tipped it into and out of the mitt. Count is 0-1. This Sunday afternoon sees the Marauders come in with an 18-11 second-half record. They are just two games back of first-place Tampa in the West Division. Marauders with a chance to win the series today, leading the series 3-2. The 0-1, breaking ball, popped up out of play down the left field line. Despite a little bump in the road mid-series. The Marauders dropping the third and fourth games of the series to Lakeland. Bradenton still going 17-6 against the Flying Tigers this season. Pena with the 0-2 offering, and Chang takes low and outside. This afternoon represents the final head-to-head matchup between these two teams of 2022. The 1-2 pitch. Chang holds up on a check swing. Flying Tigers appeal just in case down the first baseline. Warren Eubanks confirms no go. Marauders have won two series and split one against Lakeland this year. 2-2. Chang swings, lifts it to left center field. Long run for Justice Bigby, and he will not get to it. It splits the gap and bounces to the base of the wall. Chang into second base, thinking threes, turning on the Jets, and now turns back and heads into second base. He's in there standing up and doesn't draw a throw behind him. So it's a stand-up, one-out double by Sungche Chang. Nice drive to the opposite field there by Chang. On a windless day, that one may have been more to straightaway center field, but the wind pushing across the field from right to left, shooting that ball more into the gap. So Chang is into scoring position with one out for Jace Bowen. Bowen, a solo shot to left field in the first inning, trying to add on to the Marauders' lead now here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Bowen swings and drives this one deep to right field. Campos turns. He's running back onto the warning track. Makes the catch. Sungche Chang tags up from second base and advances to third standing up. Some good base running there by Chang, taking the extra 90 feet on the deep flyout by Bowen. And now Juan Jerez with the RBI opportunity. Has a two-hit day already. A double to right field in the first. Then went all the way to the wall. infield single in the third inning. Pena from the stretch with a man on third, two away. He kicks his leg and deals. Jerez swings and fouls it off the end of the bat. Carlos Pena, 68 pitches, 44 strikes as he works with two outs here in the fifth. The 0-1. Jerez swings early and misses way out in front of that curveball. Time called. Jerez trying to gather his thoughts and retool his mindset for an 0-2 pitch upcoming from Pena. Sung Che Cheng, a double here in the inning, took third on a deep fly out to right by Jace Bowen. Jerez trying to drive him in. Pena with the 0-2 pitch. Jerez takes just outside from ball one. Not a bad spot at all from Pena. Didn't get the call, though. Sung Che Cheng and Frank Veliz, Flying Tigers third baseman. Having a little friendly rivalry there as Cheng's taking a couple extra steps here and there off of third base. The set by the lefty and his 1-2 coming. Jerez swings and bounces it foul over toward the camera well. Marauders lead it 2-0, looking to make it a 3-run lead with Cheng 90 feet away on third base. Pena takes a long look in, comes set. Time called, and yes, a pitch clock violation by the left-hander. That pitch clock ticked down as he came into his set position later than was ideal. So an automatic ball on Jerez, 2-2 now. Left-hander comes set. And here's the 2-2 pitch. Jerez takes just inside. The Flying Tigers are going to challenge it. Overturned. Strike three on Jerez. And the inning is over. Cheng is left stranded on third base. The Marauders get nothing, but they lead 2-0 after five innings here at Lee Comp Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lee Comp Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lee Comp Park for the sixth inning where the Marauders lead the Flying Tigers 2-0. Po Yu Chen cruising through five scoreless innings here in his 17th start of the season. He'll face off with 8-9-1 in the order for Lakeland. Austin Schultz, the first of them, down looking at strike three, his first at bat. Pitch by Chen. Schultz looks at a high strike one. Fastball coming in at 90 from Po Yu. Schultz challenges the call. Been overturned, ball one. So Lakeland maintains their challenge. Still have all three on the day. They've had a couple of successful challenges on calls. 1-0 pitches, swung on, foul tipped into the mid of Baez. That makes it 1-1. And to finish the quick scoreboard update throughout the Tigers organization, for the Tigers fans listening in today or watching, Double A and High A glances coming in a minute. Pitches in the dirt here for ball two on Schultz. Double A Erie Seawolves are hosting the Reading Fightin' Phils. That'll get underway in about half an hour here at UPMC Park in Erie, Pennsylvania. On the mound for the Seawolves, it'll be Reese Olson, the right-hander. Next pitch, a fastball from Chen, just low for ball three. High A West Michigan hosting the Dayton Dragons of the Reds organization. That gets underway at 2 p.m. Eastern. Chen's 3-1 to Schultz. Swings and misses. Strike two. Some movement on that fastball coming in on the hands. That High A game will feature the High A debut of Chase Petty, the excellent Reds right-handed pitching prospect who the Marauders saw earlier this season with Daytona. 3-2 now. Low and in the dirt for ball four. Austin Schultz works a leadoff walk here in the sixth. So we'll circle back around to those scores a little bit later once those games get underway. Just given the hot Florida summer conditions, the FSL does tend to have the earliest start times on these Sunday afternoons, starting at noon, whereas a lot of other locales start at 1, 1:30, 2. Here's Alvaro Gonzalez. First pitch, she takes low. Marauders 2, Lakeland nothing. Visitors half of the sixth inning. But Po-Yu Chen missing the strike zone with five of his first six pitches here in the sixth. The 1-0, runner breaking, swinging a bouncing ball, pulled foul down the first baseline. Austin Schultz had a good jump. He can really fly on the bases. Marauders probably catching a break there as that ball is fouled off and not giving Schultz the opportunity to steal the base. Sergio Campagna in right field trying to throw the ball to his teammates in the bullpen to clear it off the field, and he came up short on his first throw. Bullpen's going to let him hear it. 1-1 on Alvaro Gonzalez. Grounded out to the first baseman Jerez, his first time up. Here's Chen with a 1-1. Gonzalez swings and lifts a high fly ball. Left center field, Jace Bowen started back. Now he's hustling in. Left fielder Dixon in, loses his hat in the wind, and makes the catch on the run. Well, the wind is playing all sorts of games with these high fly balls to the outfield and the infield. Looked like it was to straightaway center at first, then the wind pushing it over way into shallow left center. So Josiah Dixon with that blazing speed coming in on it. One away for the Tigers, top six, and a pickoff move to first base, and Schultz just does get back in safely. Season high in innings pitch for Po-Yu Chen is six. He is through five and a third this afternoon. Pitch to Christian Santana. Just misses where I'm not sure exactly. Chen has five strikeouts today, just one walk and one hit by pitch. Only hit allowed was a soft line drive single back in the fifth. The 1-0. Breaking ball swung on, popped up on the infield. It's going to stay on the dirt as Sungche Chang plays on a bounce. And, however, he's going to race over and tag out the runner Schultz at first base. And the Marauders turn a wackadoo double play. Sungche Chang ruled to have made the catch on the run. He tags out Schultz, who came off the bag, and the inning is over on an unassisted double play. So we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-0 Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tyler Madison on to pitch and relief for Lakeland as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Sergio Campagna takes Madison's first pitch of the game, low and outside for ball one. So you can close the book on left-hander Carlos Pena, who did a solid job over five innings for the Flying Tigers today. Give you his final line in just a second here. The 1-0 pitch is high and tight to Campagna. Carlos Pena, left-hander from the Dominican. Five innings, six hits, two runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out five. He received no run support, though, so he's on the losing end of things today. 2-0 for Madison, big cut and a miss by Campagna. Marauders leading 2-0. Jace Bowen, a solo homer in the first. This man right here, Campagna, an RBI single in the third. 2-1. Takes inside corner, strike two. Madison is a fast worker. Second appearance of this series. Gets the ball, immediately peers in for the signal. Into his full windup. The pitch. Campagna takes way outside, and it is full, 3-2. 4-5-6 in the order. Bubba Chandler waits on deck for the Marauders. Michael Escoto to follow him. Here's the motion. And the 3-2. Campagna turns away from one. Strike three called at the letters inside corner. Campagna challenges, and it is overturned. Ball four to Campagna instead of strike three. Nice thinking there. Campagna earns the leadoff walk to begin the sixth, and Tyler Madison already sporting a high ERA on the season. Already has some dangerous traffic on the base paths to work with. So here is Bubba Chandler for his third at-bat of the afternoon. Down on strikes in the first, to fly out to deep center in the third inning. Bats left-handed for the first time today. Pitch is way outside for Madison. Right-hander Madison hails from upstate New York. Fourth round draft pick last year by the Tigers out of Bryant University in Rhode Island. 1-0 swung on, driven down the left field line, foul by Chandler. Baseball America has Madison ranked as the number 20 prospect in the Tigers organization. This roster is really loaded with Detroit prospects. You've got 8 of the top 30, according to Baseball America, on this Lakeland roster. The 1-1. Fastball at the knees, strike two. Chandler thought about challenging, but shakes his head to himself, says no. Just a beautiful afternoon for baseball here at Leacom. Finale of the homestand as Campagna draws a pickoff to first base. He's in safely. A couple of quick steps off the base from Campagna as he sees Madison turn his back on first base. Loves to play games with the opposition. Here's the set by the righty. 1-2, Campagna not going, and Chandler with a swing and a miss through a fastball, strike three. One away for the Marauders, bottom half of the sixth inning. A big cloud moving in front of the sun again, shading the playing field. Probably giving the players and fans alike some relief down below. Now here's Michael Escoto. He's 0-2. Pickoff to first. Campagna almost draws a wild throw. Rothenberg had to work around Campagna, who is now just playing all sorts of games with Tyler Madison, who by now is probably thinking, oh, just stop it. Campagna likes to try and force balks or wild throws or anything erratic from the opposition. Here's the set. Pitch to Escoto. There goes Campagna. Low and outside. Throw to second by De La Cruz. Is not in time. A stolen base for Campagna. His second of the day. He's in a scoring position with only one away. You could tell during that whole sequence of the couple of pickoff throws and looks over there by Madison that Campagna so badly wanted to run. So he swipes it. Michael Escoto waiting a 1-0 pitch now for Madison. Here it is. Low and outside in the dirt. It gets on through De La Cruz. Campagna up to third base. And a pretty favorable ricochet there off the backstop for De La Cruz, but he turned and opted not to make a throw to third base. Sergio to third on the wild pitch, making things happen out there on the base paths. All this happening after Campagna was called out on strikes. He challenged the call, and it was overturned to ball four on that 3-2 pitch. So man on third, one away, infield up for the Tigers. The 2-0 to Michael Escoto. Swung on, grounded hard on the ground, foul, third base side. And Campagna, Campagna standing off third base, staring at just firing an icy glare at Escoto, his teammate, joking with him, saying, hey, not at me. Two and one on Escoto. Campagna taking that lead off into foul territory. Tyler Madison from the stretch, hands together the belt. The 2-1 pitch, Escoto swings in, fouls it off of the catcher. Marauders have led this game 2-0 since the third inning. We are now in the sixth. They're trying to stretch that lead. Manager Jonathan Johnston looking on, hitting coach Mendy Lopez alongside him. Marauders trying to take advantage of this opportunity. Here's the 2-2. Escoto with a swing and a pop-up back this way and over the roof of the press box. Campagna on third. He walked, stole second, took third on a wild pitch. Escoto trying to bring him home. At the very minimum, a deep fly ball here. 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Escoto with a wild swing and a miss to the pitch down and in. And Tyler Madison, one out away from escaping trouble with no damage done here in the sixth. That brings up Davies Nadal. Base hit back into second for Nadal. Looking for one here to bring home Campagna. The pitch. He takes low. No runs on just one hit for the Flying Tigers. Two runs on six hits for the Marauders. Bo Yu Chan has gone six scoreless innings for Bradenton. He was perfect through four. The 1-0. Nadal lays off low and inside. This is the stronger side of the lefty-righty splits for Nadal to play this season. We mentioned earlier his struggles against left-handed pitching. Against right-handers. Doesn't knock your socks off a .243 batting average. Still way ahead of his mark against lefties, though, at .135. Madison with a 2-0, and Nadal takes way up and outside for ball three. That pitch had the look and location of a pitch out, but of course that's not really in the cards here or necessarily much of a thing anyway in this day and age. Campagna the runner on third with two away. Madison's 3-0. Nadal looks at a strike up in the zone. Bradenton 2, Lakeland nothing. Here's Madison's 3-1, and Nadal takes one low and outside for ball four. Fastball hummed in there at 96, misses the zone. Davies Nadal works the second walk for the Marauders this inning. And now it's men on the corners with two away for Darwin Baez. Timeout called, and on the slow saunter out to the mound, pitching coach Juan Pimentel. For the Flying Tigers. Well, we've already given you the AAA scoreboard glance. That game not yet underway between AAA Indianapolis and Toledo. Pirates and Tigers organizations meeting at the AAA level today. We'll look at AA. as we make our way through the Pirates system this afternoon. The Altoona Curve, we just heard from their radio voice, John Moses, on the weekly Pirates Farm Report during the pregame show. Altoona this afternoon wraps up their series against the Orioles AA team, the Bowie Bay Sox. Carmen Majinski, Pirates right-handed prospect, on the mound for the Curve in that game. That is just about 15 to 20 minutes into that game now. The High A Greensboro Grasshoppers still have about half an hour, 40 minutes to go before they start against Winston-Salem today. Last night, a 7-3 win for the Grasshoppers. Justin Mice went four innings. Abraham Gutierrez, a home run, his ninth of the year. Mound meeting over. Here's Darwin Baez for the Marauders. First and third, two away. The pitch. Baez swings and lines it to center. It's in for a base hit. Campagna scores from third and almost backpicked at second base is Davies Nadal, but he is in safely. RBI single by Darwin Baez, and it's 3-0 Marauders. Second single A run batted in for Darwin Baez. Sergio Campagna, who had been toying with Tyler Madison for the better part of this inning, is able to find his way home. That brings up Josiah Dixon. Marauders 3, Tigers nothing. Bottom of the sixth inning. Dixon 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. Madison deals, and the pitch high and inside. Comes in with a fastball. Second baseman Gonzalez went charging in toward the bag up the middle with the glove open. Wanted a pickoff move from Madison. Didn't oblige. The righty with the 1-0. Dixon looks at one that just misses low and inside. Close pitch, and they're going to challenge it. Sam Carey has seen this one overturned to a strike. Moves to 1-1 on Dixon. Flying Tigers by my count now. 3 challenge calls made. They have all been successful. Nadal on second. Baez on first base. Madison with the pitch. 1-1. Fastball right down the pipe for strike two. Dixon calls time. That double-A Altoona game, by the way. Curve in the Bowie Bay Sox. Scoreless after one inning of play. We'll have the Greensboro Grasshoppers scoreboard update from High A a little bit later as they get underway at 2 Eastern. The 1-2 to Dixon. Leading runner breaks, and Dixon swings and lines one to right field for a hit. Around third, coming in to score is Nadal. Into third base goes Darwin Baez. He is safe. Now heading for second, and safe on the play there is Josiah Dixon. The Marauders running rampant all over the bases here in the sixth inning, and they make it a 4-0 ball game. Davies Nadal broke for third as the pitch came. He scored easily. Darwin Baez first to third on the single to the opposite field. And Dixon himself taking second as the throw from right field went into third base. That is going to be all for Tyler Madison. Here is Andrew Graham out of the dugout to make a pitching change for Lakeland. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll tell you more about the new visiting hurler. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Michael Beanlein is the new pitcher for the Flying Tigers. He comes into the ballgame with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bradenton now leading 4-0 at Lee Comp Park. And Beanlein will furthermore inherit runners on second and third base for the Marauders. Darwin Baez on third, Josiah Dixon on first base. They hit back-to-back RBI singles. Baez going first to third on the Dixon single. Dixon taking second as a throw from the outfield went to third base. And so Beanlein, the right-hander who was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, 24-year-old, will toe the rubber here against Sung Che Cheng, the seventh man to the plate this inning for the Marauders. Some more puffy white clouds floating above us as we may get a little additional cloud cover from the fierce afternoon sunshine here in Bradenton. Cheng steps out, calling time. Beanlein, right-hander, 6'3", 246 pounds. Kicks, delivers, and Cheng shows bunt, pops it up out of play, third base side. Tried to lay a bunt base hit down to bring Darwin Baez home from third. Couldn't look it down onto the right part of the bat. Marauders today, one run in the first, a Jace Bowen solo homer. One run in the third, two so far here in the sixth. They have two in scoring position right now. The 0-1, Cheng swings and fights this one off foul. He's down 0-2. Cheng lifted one to deep left center his last time up for a stand-up double. Darwin Baez on third base, Josiah Dixon on second. Beanlein is set, and now time called by Cheng for a second time in the AB. Takes a slow-motion practice swing. Steps back into the box. Back left foot against the chalk line. Farthest part of the batter's box away from the pitcher. Circles the bat over his shoulder. Beanlein the 0-2, and Cheng checks his swing. Can't hold up at a breaking ball in the dirt. Catcher De La Cruz gets the tag on to Cheng as he tries to evade it as he sprints toward first. So the tag made and two are left stranded, but the Marauders bring a pair home, and they lead 4-0 after six innings here at Lee Comp Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Comp Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders right-hander Po Yu Chen is about to become just the second Marauders pitcher to pitch into the seventh inning this season as he returns to the mound to begin the seventh here at Lee Comp Park. Nice breezy sunny Sunday afternoon as we welcome you back in. Spencer Smith with you for the Sunday series finale. The Marauders leading Lakeland 4-0 as the Marauders are on a quest for a series win today. Manuel Sequeira digs in, first pitch taking high for ball one. Po Yu Chen, six scoreless innings, only one hit allowed, a soft line drive single. The 1-0, fastball swung on foul back. Chen has struck out four, he has walked only one and hit one batter with a pitch. That ended his perfect game bid in the first plate appearance of the fifth inning. He has been sharp. He sets, K kicks his leg and deals the 1-1. He's swinging a worm burner towards short. Knocked down the backhand by Escoto. Throw on a bounce to first, and Jerez can't make the pick. Michael Escoto got into a little bit of a rush after he couldn't look the ball cleanly into his glove on the backhanded effort. And that has been an error charged to Michael Escoto. Second in as many games and his fourth with Bradenton on the year. Now Roberto Campos, who is 0 for 2, will bat next. Second baseman Chang, close to the middle. Pitch by Chen, breaking ball, swung on and missed for strike one. Campos, way out in front. We're seeing a couple of men stirring around in the Marauders' bullpen, and somebody's going to start lightly tossing now. Here's Chen's 0-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to second. Chang waits back. Underhand flip to Escoto. One. Throw to first. In time. 4-6-3. Double play. Sung Chae Chang starts the twin killing. And Po Yu Chen erases the leadoff error with a double play ball here in the seventh. So let's see if Po Yu Chen can now become the first Marauder this season to make it all the way through seven. Valentin Linares, back on Independence Day, went 6 1/3, the longest start by a Marauder until now this season. First pitch to Justice Bigby, misses low from Chen. In a groove, Chen with the 1-0 pitch. Bigby swings and misses through a fastball at 93. And whoever it was that started lightly throwing has now stopped in the Marauders' bullpen. The 1-1 on its way. Bigby swings and rolls it softly to third. Davies Nadal scoops it up. The throw to first is low. Pick made by Juan Jerez in time to get Bigby. And the inning is over. Po Yu Chen is through seven scoreless here at Lee Comm Park. It's time to stretch here in Bradenton. Marauders 4, Flying Tigers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the first mates all season long. For more information, visit bradentonmarauders.com.
Marauders on top, 4-0 over Lakeland on this Sunday afternoon at Lee Comm Park, and Jace Bowen will step in to lead off the bottom of the seventh. Right-hander Michael Beanlein, who finished the sixth, is back to the bump for the Flying Tigers. Pitch to Bowen. Fastball at the knees, well spotted for a strike, and Bowen is going to challenge it. Look to the booth by Sam Carey, and the call is upheld, strike one. Bowen did not care for it. So the Marauders are down to their final challenge of the afternoon as they've used two unsuccessfully now. Flying Tigers have used three all successful, so they maintain all three of their challenges for the day still. Beanlein, the 0-1. Bowen swings and misses. 0-2 the count. Solo homer back in the first for Bowen. Team leading 12th of the season. Marauders since then adding a run in the third. RBI single by Sergio Campagna. And two more in the sixth. Run scoring singles by Darwin Baez and Josiah Dixon. Big right-handers, 0-2. Bowen swings and drives this one deep to left field. Bigby back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Jace Bowen, a two-home run game! 5-0, Marauders lead! Jace Bowen, a two-home run afternoon against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. A baker's dozen, 13 home runs on the season. That was one sweet stroke by Bowen, sending it halfway up into the left field bleachers. That brings up Juan Jerez. Here's the pitch by Beanley, and there's a swing and a drive down the right field line. This is heading foul, out of play. Jace Bowen putting on a show at the plate throughout this series. Here's the 0-1 to Jerez. Swings and lines one hard to center field, and a diving catch in center field by Schultz. Robs Jerez of a base hit. What a play by Austin Schultz. That dive more out of necessity than everything. That ball might have been knuckling on him. And really just took a couple of quick steps inward and then sprawled out full extension in front of him. And made the catch, an impressive play. One away for Bradenton. Here's Sergio Campagna. 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the third. Walked and then scored in the sixth inning. The pitch. Swings and bounces one to the third baseman. Veliz has it. The throw to first is just in time to get the hustling Campagna. Two away. And here comes Bubba Chandler. There is a right-hander throwing in the bullpen for the Marauders, and it is Wilkin Ramos. So that may be the end of the afternoon for Po Yu Chen, who has been masterful today. Bubba Chandler 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts and a deep flyout. Here's the pitch. He swings and lifts this one to straightaway center. Schultz, couple of steps to his right, now back, makes the catch, and the Marauders go 1-2-3 after the Bowen homer. He's homered twice today. Marauders now lead 5-0, heading to the eighth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Po Yu Chen is finished for the afternoon, and in his place on the mound for the Marauders, right-hander Wilkin Ramos. The lanky 6'5", 165-pound righty from the Dominican winds up and deals to Donairis De La Cruz, who takes high and inside for ball one. Po Yu Chen, 7 scoreless innings, longest start by a Marauder this season. That matches his career high. As the 1-0 comes from Ramos, high and inside again. 2-0 on De La Cruz. Chen allows just one hit, walks one, strikes out five. He's in line for the win today. Marauders lead this game 5-0 as Ramos winds up and offers the 2-0. There's a swing and a bouncer right back to the mound. Ramos, full distance throw to first in time, one away to begin the eighth inning. And we'll bring up Mike Rothenberg. He's 0-for-2, hitless, like most of his teammates today. The only Flying Tigers hit was off the bat of the man who just grounded out, Donnieris De La Cruz. He lined one softly to left back in the fifth inning. Ramos over the head with his hands and the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Back goes flying, and the extended netting knocks it back down to the field just beyond the Marauders' dugout. That extended netting that is becoming more and more commonplace throughout minor league baseball has really been a godsend for fans everywhere. Those flying bats can be dangerous. No harm done, though. As the netting knocks that one down, Rothenberg gets it back from his first base coach. 0-1 on the switch hitting first baseman for the Tigers. Here's the pitch. Leans away from a 97-mile-per-hour heater for ball one. Wilkin Ramos enjoying a superb month of July. Eight appearances this month. 0.75 whip, a 185 opponent's batting average. Now he gets a swing and a miss by Rothenberg and another high heater. 1-2. Ramos, 4.60 ERA on the season. Maintaining a high strikeout rate, 40 strikeouts over 31 innings. He's ready. The windup. And the 1-2 pitch, Rothenberg, a swing and a pop-up, shallow center field. Center fielder Bowen hustling in. Who's got it? Josiah Dixon comes out of nowhere, makes the catch. And Jace Bowen flashing a mock angry glance at his teammate before they meet in high five. Josiah Dixon, almost like a cornerback intercepting a pass from a quarterback there, just came out of nowhere. And basically took that fly ball away from Jace Bowen. Two away for the Flying Tigers here in the eighth inning. Here is Frank Veliz. The pitch by Ramos, way too high. 99 on the radar gun. 1-0 the count. Ramos can certainly bring it. Hasn't touched 99 very many times this season, though. The 1-0. Fastball, 99 again, but it misses high. 2-0. Although we have not seen much 99 from Ramos, we have seen plenty of 97-98. That's nothing new. His 2-0, breaking ball this time, finds the outside corner for a strike. Veliz challenges it. Let's see what we get. That call's upheld. Strike one, 2-1. That is the first unsuccessful challenge by Lakeland today. The motion. And the 2-1. Breaking ball. That finds the zone as well for strike two. He's got the good feel for the slider today. Ramos has a 2-2 count on Frank Veliz. Here he is quickly with a 2-2 pitch. A swing and a foul back on another slider. Marauders lead by 5 over the Flying Tigers. Top of the 8th inning. Bases empty and 2 gone. Real lack of base runners this afternoon for Lakeland as Po Yu Chen and now Wilkin Ramos behind him have been dominant. 2-2 again, way outside, ball three. Back-to-back outstanding pitching performances by the Marauders coming off a stellar performance between three men last night in the 3-2 win. 3-2 pitch from Ramos, breaking ball just outside for ball four. Veliz works a two-out walk. That will bring up Austin Schultz. At some point tomorrow, Florida State League Pitcher and Player of the Week will be announced, and I would not be the least bit surprised. As we see a pickoff to first by Ramos, Phillies back in safely. I would not be the least bit surprised if Po Yu Chen earns FSL Pitcher of the Week honors for the third time this season after what he has done today. Ramos takes a deep breath and the pitch to Schultz. Swinging a deep drive foul down the right field line. Wind picking up now, blowing in from right center field. It has kept coming and going throughout the day. Ramos, ready, below the belt. Kicks and fires the 0-1. Breaking ball. Nasty one, but just missed above the zone. 1-1. Bo-Yu Chen, 7 scoreless innings, 1 hit allowed, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Ramos in his first inning of relief here in the 8th. 1-1, cut on it, missed for strike 2 on Schultz. Jace Bowen leading the offense with a 2-home run game. His second of the season, he leads the team with 13 home runs on the season now. Marauders putting 5 on the board total. The 1-2 from Ramos, a swing and a bouncing ball fouled down the third baseline. Austin Schultz was very far in front of that slider on the swing. Left fielder Josiah Dixon picks up that foul ball and tosses it into the stands. Dixon playing far over toward the left center gap. Here's the 1-2. Check swing by Schultz. Did he go? No, he did not. The Marauders can't get the strike call on the check swing. It was close from Schultz. Ramos almost blew that 95-mile-per-hour heater by him for strike 3. Schultz will live to see at least one more pitch in this AB. Here's the set, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a shattered bat. Flare toward first base. Picked up by Jerez. He gets the tag on to Schultz as he approaches first base. And the ground out ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the 8th. It's the Marauders 5, the Flying Tigers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, fans.
Here's Michael Escoto to lead off the bottom of the 8th for the Marauders, who lead Lakeland 5-0. New pitcher Blake Holub is onto the mound for the Flying Tigers. He gets a first pitch swing and a foul. Off the bat of Escoto, 0-1 the count. Escoto 0-3 from the number 6 spot in the order today for the Marauders. 5 runs, 9 hits for Bradenton. No runs on just 1 hit for Lakeland. Holub, the right-hander, winds and tosses. Escoto swings and drives this one deep to left center field. Center fielder Schultz moving back and makes the catch shy of the warning track. Michael Escoto sent it pretty deep. Just got underneath it a little too much, though, and he's 0-4 on the day. Bo-Yu Chen, 7 scoreless innings. Part of the big story of the day for the Marauders. He was perfect through his first 4 innings as Davies Nadal steps in now. The windup by Holub and the pitch. Nadal takes a fastball strike at 95. Reisberg coming back from the inning break. Those watching on MLB TV saw a shattered bat ground out off the bat of Austin Schultz. Wilkin Ramos induced that as part of his scoreless 8th inning in relief of Chen. Next pitch to Nadal, misses low for ball 1. Marauders all together, 1 run in the 1st, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 6th, and 1 in the 7th. Jace Bowen's 2 home runs coming in the 1st and 7th innings. The 1-1, Nadal swings and misses. He chased the fastball high, and he knew it. Shaking his head to himself as he was not pleased with his own decision. Big right-hander Haloub, 23-year-old from Houston, Texas. First year as a professional here in 2022. He tosses the 1-2, low and outside. It has been a very mixed bag of results for Haloub this season, and there's really been no one culprit to his inflated ERA at 8.05. Sometimes it has been the hits, opponents batting 303 off him. Sometimes it has been the walks, 23 walks allowed over 34 and two-thirds innings. Now his 2-2. Nadal swings and ropes a ground ball, a scorcher to Rothenberg, the first baseman. He sits back on it, runs into the base himself in time for out number two. Now that said about Blake Haloub, he has certainly shown the ability to put batters away on whiffs. He has 42 strikeouts over 34 and two-thirds innings. So here in his first year as a pro, still learning to command all the pitches in his arsenal. He was a 15th round draft pick last year by the Tigers out of St. Edward's University in Texas. First pitch, a big breaking ball for a strike on Darwin Baez. Nobody warming up in the Marauders bullpen, so it looks like we will see Wilkin Ramos for the ninth inning, returning to the mound. Here's the windup in the 0-1. Swing and a miss by Baez. Late on the fastball, it's 0-2. Base is empty, two away for the Marauders. They lead the Flying Tigers 5-0 here in the home half of the eighth. 0-2 to Baez, way outside. Haloub's alma mater of St. Edward's University, that's located in Austin, Texas. He was a two-way player at St. Edward's, also played some outfield in addition to his time on the mound. Here he is with a 1-2. Breaking ball, Baez almost down looking. It's ruled low, though, 2-2. Couple of Flying Tigers men, including Haloub himself, started to take a couple of steps toward the dugout. Can't blame him. Was a good-looking pitch. Right-hander winds up and fires the 2-2. Swing and a miss and a fastball strike. 3, the inning is over. Marauders get nothing here in the eighth, but are 3 outs away from a victory here on a Sunday at Lecom Park. Scores 5-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
The Marauders lead the Flying Tigers 5-0 at Lecom Park on this sunny Sunday afternoon. And back to the mound, right-hander Wilkin Ramos. He faces Alvaro Gonzalez, the number 9 hitter for the Flying Tigers. The windup in the pitch, Gonzalez takes a fastball that just misses outside for ball one. Po-Yu Chen, seven scoreless, one hit allowed. Wilkin Ramos back for his second inning of work out of the bullpen. Winds up and tosses, 1-0 inside, almost hits Gonzalez, 2-0. Clouds floating in overhead, again blocking out the sun. Some comfortable cloud cover now again for the players on the field. 2-0 pitch is high and outside. Ramos goes 3-0 on the leadoff hitter of the inning. Marauders in search of their second straight win. A win today would also give them the series victory, 4-2. 3-0 from Ramos is onto the outside corner for strike one. Alvaro Gonzalez chooses not to challenge it. Lakeland does have two challenges remaining today. Working quickly, Ramos delivers the next pitch and is stopped mid-motion. Very late timeout granted there by the plate umpire Sam Carey. Now here we go. The windup in the 3-1. Ramos gets a high strike into the zone. It's 3-2. Immediately, Gonzalez challenges it. And it is overturned. Ball four, leadoff walk. So Alvaro Gonzalez draws the leadoff free pass, and that sends it back to the top of the order. Christian Santana was due up to hit, but Jose De La Cruz will pinch hit in his place. Christian Santana finishes his afternoon 0-3. A line out to the left fielder, line out to the third baseman, and hit into a crafty double play by Sungche Cheng. Pitch to De La Cruz, a fastball for a strike in 97 on the radar gun. Marauders lead 5-0 here in the homestand finale. Top of the ninth inning, nobody out, a runner on first. Here's the 0-1. De La Cruz swings and bounces it weakly. First baseline picked up by Jerez. He waits for De La Cruz and applies the tag onto his chest. One gone and up to second base on the play goes Alvaro Gonzalez. That fastball coming in at 99 and a jam shot off the bat of De La Cruz. That could not have felt good on that swing. Ramos nasty this afternoon as he's looking for the final two outs of the game. Next up is Manuel Sequeira. One out, runner on second base. Here's the pitch. Right-handed batter leans away from one that catches the inside corner, strike one. Batting against Wilkin Ramos, certainly not the most comfortable experience for opposing hitters. Wicked fastball-slider combination. Throws both very hard. Here's the 0-1. Slider that time. Gets the inside corner for strike two. And Sequeira shakes his head to himself, simultaneously probably, in disbelief and frustration. 0-2 from Ramos to Sequeira. Here's the set. The 0-2 pitch. Sequeira swinging a dribbler foul. 10 feet up the third baseline. Marauders two outs away from the victory to close out the homestand here today. Bradenton hits the road on Tuesday. They head down to Fort Myers for six games against the Mighty Muscles, the Twins affiliate. Mighty Muscles have struggled in the second half. They're 11-16. The 0-2 again. Sequeira swings and drives it to right center field. Falling, and in for a base hit. Jace Bowen throws it in towards second base. And there will be no play anywhere for the Marauders as Sungche Cheng quickly receives the ball and looks toward the infield. No play anywhere. And up to third base goes Alvaro Gonzalez. That's as far as he could go. He had to make sure that ball wasn't caught. Jace Bowen, as he had a lot of momentum, hustling toward that ball, picked it up on the short hop and ended up falling and doing a barrel roll on the ground as he released that ball. First and third, one away. Roberto Campos to the dish. At the very least, Flying Tigers trying to spoil the shutout bid for the Marauders. Bradenton leading by five here in the ninth inning. Ramos sets and deals, and the pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Campos really climbed the ladder after it. Here's the set, the 0-1. Campos swings and bounces it foul, first base side, and Flying Tigers first base coach knocks it down. No balls and two strikes on Roberto Campos. Ramos, ready. The 0-2, Campos swings and bounces it softly to first. Jerez waits back on it. He's going to race it to first base, beats Campos on the play for out number two. After waiting, Alvaro Gonzalez scores on the play. And the Flying Tigers do indeed erase the shutout bid by the Marauders, but they're now down to their final out in the afternoon. So that may go down as a little bit of a bittersweet moment for the Marauders in this contest, but they are one out away from the W. And Justice Bigby will step in and bat for the fourth time. Here's the set, the pitch. Bigby lays off a fastball high. Marauders lead now at 5-1. RBI ground down by Roberto Campos, a weakly hit ground ball. Brings home the runner from third, Gonzalez. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball high and inside, and he hits Bigby. This is not the time for things to come unglued for the Marauders. So Wilkin Ramos hits Justice Bigby with a pitch. Now it's two aboard for the Flying Tigers with two outs. Donnie de la Cruz will bat for the fourth time. He had the Flying Tigers only hit through their first eight innings of the plate. Ramos looking for that elusive 27th out of the afternoon. Tall right-hander sets below the belt. Here he comes with the first pitch. De La Cruz takes inside for ball one. Lakeland making it as hard as possible for the Marauders to get the final out of the afternoon. The 1-0 pitch high and inside again with a slider for ball two. Wilkin Ramos has had things go south on him all of a sudden. Got to come into the zone here. 2-0 the count. Two men aboard. The pitch high and inside. That gets away from Darwin Baez, and the runners will move up a base each. Lakeland is really threatening to make it an interesting game now all of a sudden. 3-0 on Danielis De La Cruz. On deck, Mike Rothenberg waits. Should we get to him? Here's the set. 3-0 pitch. Fastball right down Broadway for a strike. Marauders were also making a bid to play a straight two-hour game today. Two-hour threshold is now passed. 3-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Shallow right center. This could do it. Sung Che Chang out. Makes the catch, and that's the ball game. So the damage to a minimum. The Flying Tigers get just the one, and the Marauders win this game by a final score of 5-1 here at Lee Comp Park, and they win the series 4-2. Little shaky finish there by Ramos and Bradenton, but they do get it done, again with minimum damage. And the Marauders win this one by a margin of 4 runs. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts.
For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. We welcome you back to Leacom Park as the Marauders postgame show gets underway now. A 5-1 win this afternoon for the Marauders over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bradenton takes home the series victory 4-2. This is how this game went. Flying Tigers went down 1-2-3 in order top half of the first inning, and the Marauders got busy in the bottom of the first on a Jace Bowen solo homer into the left field bleachers. That 1-0 lead would hold up pretty much the entire way as the Marauders would not squander the lead the rest of the afternoon. Bradenton added one run in the third on a Sergio Campagna RBI single. Two more runs coming home in the sixth, back-to-back RBI singles by Darwin Baez and Josiah Dixon. And in the seventh, Jace Bowen crushed his second home run of the afternoon, his second multi-home run game of the season, and it gives him a team-leading 13 home runs on the season. Jace Bowen now with 10 runs batted in over his last six games. Meanwhile, on the mound, Po Yu Chen, seven scoreless innings. He was perfect through his first four today, hit the first batter of the fifth inning. That got the no-hit bid out, the perfect game bid out of the picture. Donnieris De La Cruz followed with a single, but Po Yu Chen went on a cruise through seven scoreless, giving up only the one hit, striking out five, and walking only one. Wilkin Ramos did incur some turbulence in the ninth inning after a scoreless eighth. Ramos allowed a run-scoring ground out off the bat of Roberto Campos that spoiled a shutout bid for Bradenton today, but the Marauders bring it home on a game-ending pop out to the second baseman. Bradenton wins it 5-1. Here are the happy totals today. For Lakeland, one run, two hits, no errors. They left four men on base. And for the Marauders, five runs, nine hits, one error, and six men left on base. Po Yu Chan, of course, is the winning pitcher. Carlos Pena, the left-hander, gets saddled with a loss despite a pretty strong outing. Only two runs allowed, five strikeouts over five innings, but he did not get any run support from his teammates during his time in the ballgame. With their loss, the Flying Tigers dropped to 12-16 in the second half, 44-50 overall. With the Marauders' win, they improved to 19-11 in the second half, 48-47 overall, and they keep pace with the Tampa Tarpons for the top of the Florida State League West Division's first place mark. The time of game, by the way, 2 hours and 5 minutes, one of the fastest 9-inning games of the season for Bradenton. This game played in front of a crowd of 420 fans. It was 89 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we will give you the Marauders player of the game and look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
The Marauders postgame show continues. It's now time to name our Marauders player of the game. Not much question with this one. Right-hander Po Yu Chen, with his 7 scoreless innings and a dominant start, he's today's Marauders player of the game. That 7-inning performance matched a career high, an innings pitched for Chen, and is the longest start by a Marauders pitcher this season. Po Yu Chen, today's Marauders player of the game. We turn our attention now to this coming week's series. The Marauders head down south, down I-75 to Fort Myers on Tuesday to open up a 6-game series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. First pitch Tuesday night is scheduled for 7 p.m. at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45 p.m. Both teams have yet to name their planned starting rotation for the upcoming series. That information will be available very soon. So that'll about do it for us today. Once again, the Marauders with a 5-1 win over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. The Marauders take home the 4-2 series win and cap off the homestand on a high note. For everyone here at the Marauders, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from Lecom Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.